Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it. This week's question is, what is the most bizarre rumor you've heard about yourself? And if not you, someone else. And right now, I am joined by...
Jason Kahn from VCU.
Jason Kahn from VCU. All right. And what is a bizarre rumor you've heard about yourself or just rumor about anyone?
Yeah, so I have a grandfather on my dad's side.
Okay.
Who, he decided to start dating a 27-year-old.
Grandfather, how old is this grandfather?
83.
Okay, is your grandfather maybe recently widower, or maybe divorced, or was he just bachelor till 83?
Sure, so he got divorced quite some time ago. He actually got divorced before I was born.
Oh, wow, so he's been a bachelor for a while.
This dude's been on the market, and apparently 30 is too old for him.
Okay.
He's going under 30 at 83, which is shocking to me.
That's pretty wild. Have you met this lady?
I have not met her.
Okay.
I've seen a picture.
All right.
She looks fine, looks great. You know, a healthy looking 27-year-old.
All right.
I just can't get over the fact that there's a 50-year age difference.
Yeah. So does this grandpa maybe have some more money? Is this why this kind of thing would happen? Or
that's the thing. That's the stereotype, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know how much money he has. I know we grew up kind of poor. Our family's not, like, super rich.
Okay.
But I'm sure at 83 you have some sort of life insurance or something.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what's going on in that 27-year-old's head. I'm not even too worried about him, you know. He's old and senile.
Mm-hmm.
But the 27-year-old, what's she up to?
She's probably looking for a bag,
that's what I'm
thinking.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not really. It's a nice, beautiful day here in Monroe Park. So thanks for the interview.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, of course, man.
Awesome.
Bless. Take care.
What is your name?
My name is Natalie.
Natalie. And mm-hmm. you go here at VCU?
I do.
And what year are you?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is the most bizarre rumor you've heard about yourself or someone else?
So when I was in eighth grade, they took our entire class on a camping trip to like Shenandoah area. And this one girl who actually goes here that really did not like me started going around telling people that I left my tent in the middle of the night and was like pretending to be a bear. I didn't really understand because I was like, I don't talk to you. Why do you do that? But yeah, she told basically the entire class that I was like creeping around people's tents, pretending to be a bear and then, you know, trying to get in,
is there a reason this girl didn't like you?
I mean, I was a little weird. Mm-hmm. I won't lie. I don't know. I think that she was mad at me because I was proud being myself, and she couldn't do that. So, I don't know.
Hey, that's
I don't know. Yeah.
And so why a bear? Why not anything else? Like, why would you like try to imagine you just being a bear? Like, I think that's not that bad of not the worst thing.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's because we were in the woods, and mm-hmm. you know, people had been like, "Oh my God, there's a bear right there," and there wasn't a bear. Mm. But, you know, she was trying to make it seem like I was the bear, you know.
That is unfortunate. Anything else you want to add about this or anything like that?
She never told anybody she was lying.
Oh, really? So yeah. She never owned up to it?
No, she didn't.
To this day?
Yeah.
And she still goes here?
Yeah.
Dang, we'll have to find her, maybe see if she'll own up to it one time.
I don't know. She's doing her own thing. I'm not, like, mad at her.
Okay.
She's living her life. I'm living mine.
That's wonderful.
You know.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you for the microphone.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's pretty awesome.
It's a great microphone. Yeah.
And now we are joined by...
Ben.
All right, Ben. And what is the most bizarre rumor you've heard about yourself or it could be someone else?
I heard from someone, one of my friends, friend of a friend, that someone on this campus got with half of my football team from high school. I wasn't on the football team, but I heard he got with half the football team on the high school. So I don't know the validity of that statement, but I don't know.
Hey, people do what they do. That's why.
Yeah. Yep. Game is game. You know what they say.
Game is game indeed. Anything else you'd like to add?
Everyone stay safe. Health is wealth.
Damn straight, brother. Appreciate it, Ben.
See you, man.
Hell yeah. Say your name real quick. We're joined by...
Eric.
Eric. And then, yeah, Eric's going to give us a crazy story thing you've heard about a rumor or about a rumor about someone else.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So in high school, right?
Yeah.
There's this girl. I'm not going to say her name because it's kind of crazy, right? But there's this girl. And rumor had it that she was born without any reproductive organs, if you know what I'm trying to say. You feel me? So, like, Shuddy just had, like, mad skin. And, like, at first, I didn't believe it because, like, how you have your period? Like, how do you live without having, you feel me? So, like, that rumor got spread around for mad long. And then she had a boyfriend. So then the question arose, like, what they got going on if she don't got no reproductive organs, you feel me? So, like, that was a crazy rumor. I don't know if it was a rumor. I think it was actually true. I'm not going to lie. But facts. That's my rumor.
That's word. Wild.
Yeah.
Type That's shit. Crazy. Dang, yeah. Anything else you want to add?
I hope she's doing well. Yeah. I hope she got her reproductive organ, like, you know what I'm saying? I hope she got that figured out and
oh, God.
But nah, that was crazy, for real. No bullshit.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, Eric.
Of course, bro.
All right, and we are back, and now we are joined by
Nicole Dobies.
Nicole, and you're a student here at VCU?
Yes, I'm a freshman.
All right, and what is the most bizarre rumor you've heard about yourself or someone else?
The most bizarre rumor somebody has came up with me is that I'm homophobic, but I'm also bisexual. So it doesn't really make sense.
Where did this rumor stem from? Do you know who started it?
It was a bunch of people in a college group chat. This has happened twice before. When I first came out, everybody was like, no, you're totally not. Like, you're too into guys to be into girls. And I was like, do you know what bi stands for? And then I joined a group chat, like, in April before school started. And a bunch of people were like, you're homophobic. And I was like, what? And I was like, guys, I'm gay. It's okay. None of them believed me. I just sent them a picture of me coming out on Instagram, and they were like, whoa, you didn't have to do all that. And I was like, you asked me to.
Yeah, that's interesting. What? Wow. Okay.
I told you. It was a crazy rumor.
Is this still something people think, or have you dispelled this rumor?
Some people do still think it because I have a boyfriend, so everybody's like, oh, you're in a straight relationship. And I was like, well, I'm still not straight. It still occurs sometimes, which I don't know how. I've never, like, gone out of my way. I'm obviously very supportive of my community, so I don't really understand how this is still happening.
That's an unfortunate event. Anything else you want to add to that situation?
Maybe say anything to the people who started it? For anybody who sees this video, I am not homophobic. I am very much bisexual. I love women.
Damn straight. Hell yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome. For sure.
Thank you. And right now, we're back and I'm joined by...
My name is Jay. Nice to meet y'all.
Jay, all right. What is the craziest rumor you've heard about yourself or someone else?
Okay, so back in elementary school, I remember there used to be this kid, specifically in third grade. His name was Isaiah. And Isaiah wasn't really, like, stereotypically, like, appealing to everybody else during that time frame, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, so he was kind of chubby. He had a unibrow and everything. I think at the time, like, his parents were, like, kind of, like, I don't know if they were spiritual or, like, religious, so they didn't really believe in deodorant, so he kind of, like, stank a little bit. So, like, they felt like everybody made this rumor up that he was, like, the most bacterial infected kid, like, and it was scary for, like, other kids to be touched by him.
Oh,
so, like,
no.
Everybody used to, like, bully him, prank him, and be like, oh, my God, you have to... It was called the Zay Touch. That's what it was. It was called the Zay Touch. It was like, oh, my God. Like, imagine, like, a man... Imagine a kid tries to hug you, and they'd be like, ew, no, I don't want the Zay Touch. That's disgusting.
Yo, it's like the Cheese Touch from Diary of a Wimpy
Kid. Exactly, right.
Nah.
It was bad to the point where he started, like, crying almost every day when he would come to school. Like, he hated coming to school because every day he would get bullied. Like, he was really the one kid that you would see sitting by himself at the lunchroom table because nobody else wanted to sit with him nor touch him. And, like, he was actually just such a nice kid. I didn't really, like, talk to him that much, but, like, you know, when I did talk to him, he was a cool individual. And I found out later on, like, when I was in high school, that he had, like, a major glow up. Like, he was, like, one of the only kids that were in high school with a full grown beard. He had, like, shaved his unibrow. He had actually lost a lot of weight, and he was actually, like, one of the biggest, like, football team players on, like, one of the, like, most popular 757 high schools at the time.
Oh,
but
nice.
he really, like, blew up and everything. But everybody was like, oh my God, that used to be the kid that used to have the Zay Touch and everything like that. But, you know, shout out to him for really following his dreams on, like, losing weight, you know, trying to be better for himself and stuff like that. To all the kids that really, like, bullied him, that's crazy. I wonder where y'all at right now, for honestly.
Damn straight. Yeah. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to add to finish this off?
Be like Isaiah, man. Be like Isaiah. You know, everybody's going to hate at you until you start, you know, glowing up, you know, gaining clout. Just don't let people, like, prey on your downfall. Like, when they start making fun of you, just know that's your time to definitely shine.
Damn straight. I appreciate it, man. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you for tuning into Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes.
I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.